Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Most High God. Today we're going to be talking about as the people are perishing for the lack of knowledge. Now, in the book of Hosea, it talks about this very thing. It says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Now, why do you think it says this? It says this because they do not know God. See, there's another scripture that says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. So not knowing God, not having a relationship with our Lord, then people are ignorant. And where there's ignorance, there's foolishness. And where the foolishness is where people perish because they don't have that grounded relationship with our Lord that we need, because we are in need of a Savior. Amen. We need God in our life. We need to have that active relationship with Him. The Bible teaches us in the book of Thessalonians that we should pray without ceasing, meaning that we need to have a relationship with God. We need to stay in constant communication with our Lord and our Savior. Amen. But as I was saying, that people are perishing daily because for the lack of knowledge. Because the lack of knowledge is them not knowing who God is. And so they perish every day. But when we begin to surrender our will, our life to God, when we establish a relationship with God, when we become born again, and we maintain that relationship with God by going to Him in prayer, meditating on His word, focusing our life on God, then things begin to happen. Things begin to transpire. But a life without God is a life of foolishness. Without God, we perish. But as the word teaches us, right? Jesus came into this world so that we would not perish, but that we would have everlasting life. Amen. Now, how are we going to have that everlasting life if we never surrender to our Lord? But like as I was saying, people are perishing because they do not know God. Amen. Now, those of us that have had that encounter with God, we need to share with other people and let them know of His greatness. Share what God has done in your life. You can impact someone's life today by letting them know who God is. Because without that, people are perishing daily. So I encourage you today to share the love of Christ. Share what God has done in your life. And believe me, it will make a difference. This has been Chaplain Garza, Street Evangelist.